Thank you for calling XPL Logistics. My name is Whitney. How may I help you?
Hi, Whitney. My name's John. I have a work order for you.
John, 1 second, please. What's the order number, please?
It's 070, Charlie 0, 0, Deca Echo 1.
All right. What was your name?
John.
All right, 1 moment, please. Let's try this again. Tell me that, John, the order number again.
070, Charlie 0, Delta Echo 1.
All right, John, what's this customer's first and last name and address, please?
Teresa Ruscio at 115 Greenville Ave in Johnston. I already called this order in like half hour, 40 minutes ago. So you'll see the notes from Winter.
All right, yes, I see this. So he was supposed to call the store to get a trip charge, right?
Yeah, so, well, basically what happened was the customer called me back once I had already moved on. I mean, I followed our protocol on calling it in and whatnot. It was the wrong address, but I moved out of the area. I called David Beery, my XPO, the area guy for XPO that's up here.
Uh-huh.
He was like, yeah, you're out of the area. There's nothing we can do. Basically, the customer was very rude to me when I did answer her on her callback. And I told her I'd call the regional guy to see if there was anything we can do. But she was so rude, he told me to have, you know, someone leave her a message or something to let her know she needs to call the store or call into the XPO line to get that address changed and reschedule this order.
So 115 Greenville Avenue is not the correct address?
No, and I don't remember what her.
Well, we don't change addresses, so she shouldn't have called XPO. She needs to call Home Depot for that. We don't change addresses here, so she needs to contact the store.
Okay.
So what do you need me to do?
He told me to have you guys call her.
It's 401-578-2897, her correct number?
Yeah, that's the number she called me back on.
All right, let me try calling her and try to tell her that. 1 moment, please, John.